becoming a victim or a victor. Victim or victor. I've got a text. Romans chapter 8. Starting with verse 30. I really need verse 35, yeah. Listen at what Paul says. He's asking a question. When he says, what? You need to know this is a what or a who. Okay? What or who shall separate us from the love of Christ? What's going to keep me from coming to church? Who's going to rob me of my blessings? Who's going to stop me from praising? What? Who shall separate me from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation? Shall distress? Shall persecution? Shall famine? Shall naked? Shall danger? The sword, as it is written, for thy sake we are killed all day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. But no, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Thanks, brothers. Who are you going to let separate you from the love of God? What you going to let keep you out of church? Huh? Amen. Are you becoming a victim or a victor? Question comes up, of what? Of the exigencies of life. Those trying episodes, those things that you had not counted on happening. Those things that just arbitrarily happen. The exigencies of life. Are you going to become a victim of them or a victor over them? Those things, Derek, that you ain't got no control over. Huh? Those things that just happen, that go against the grain. Huh? Are you going to become a victim to them or a victor over it? I got something that'll help you. Will you give me a few minutes? Is it worth talking about? Well, check this out. I know it's a new generation, Brother Word, but partner, in order to get along in society, you've got to have some good people skills. Amen. And coping strategies and all that stuff. You're going to have to walk in your own shoes. Stand on your own two feet. All right? Now, to become a victim is to allow yourself to become bitter. All right? Because see, a whole lot of stuff happened in this life that you hadn't planned on happening. Right? A whole lot of stuff goes down. To become a victim is to allow yourself to become bitter over stuff that has gone down in your life. To become a victim is to assume a poor, pitiful me demeanor. To become a victim is to let past hurts develop into a diseased disposition. Diseased disposition. Huh? See, to become a victim is to allow past hurts to develop into a diseased disposition. Well, to become a victim is to become apathetic. Just what difference does it make? Ain't nothing to look forward to next week or next month or next year, and ain't nothing gonna change. And just become apathetic. What's the use? And ain't nobody paying no attention to me, and I ain't gonna find nobody. I'm still gonna be by myself, and just become apathetic. To become a victim is to become apathetic. Then, when you become apathetic, then you don't respond to stuff. You react to stuff. Amen. To become a victim. All right? Now, for instance, exigencies, those things that you had not anticipated. I gave you the norms. Here are the exigencies, like layoffs. But this is layoffs. Breakups. Yeah. Yeah. See, unexpected stuff, the exigencies of life. Breakups. Breakups could be married or unmarried. How you deal with this stuff will determine whether you become a victim or victor. Amen? I'm almost through, y'all. I'm almost through. But I am going to give you the way to become a victor. Step 7 is stop complaining. All it does is make you feel worse.
Talk to me, Joe.
Because as you begin to complain, you begin to resurrect some stuff that you had halfway gotten over. Just stop complaining. Redirect that energy into some positive behavior. Huh? Why don't you just stop thinking about what ain't broke and thank God for that? If you woke up today and you felt pretty good, say thank you. I feel pretty good. Step number 6, do not empower nobody to take over your life. Just don't do it. Don't do it. Just don't do it. I got a for instance. Let me give you a for instance. You know, here we go. This happened to me, child, and I'm not over it yet. So what? So you're not over it yet. So what? Don't empower nobody to take over your life. Step number 5, massage each episode with a good, wholesome application of Romans 8:28. Woo! Whatever is going on, massage some Romans 8:28 in it. All things work together for good to them that love God. Amen. Step number 4, pray the prayer of serenity. Lord, grant me the serenity to accept the things I can't change. Wisdom. Courage to change the things I can. And wisdom to know the difference. Pray the prayer of serenity. If you can't change it, leave it alone. It's over. It's over. It's over. It's over. It's over. It's all over. So get on with your life. Pray the prayer of serenity. And then you take charge of your life. Amen. You don't need nobody to make your day. You take charge of your own self-life. Huh? You don't like the way it's going? Change it. Step number 2, move out of your comfort zone and into your combat zone. Because, partner, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. We fight against principality. Step number 1, make sure your place of strength is in the Lord. Amen? In Him we live. In Him we move. In Him we have our being. Victims. Say, I don't have nobody but the Lord. Yeah. Victor say, I don't need nobody but the Lord. Say, I'm trying to make it. Victor, say, I'm going to make it. Victims, say, it's tough. Victor, say, I'm tough. Victor, say, but they will hinder me. Victor says, nobody, they can't hinder me. Rock on, King Jesus. Rock on. Have your way, Lord. Rock on means have your will, Lord. Rock on says I'm your child, Lord. Rock on says it's okay, Lord. Rock on.